Hey, is this Luz?
Yes, it is. This is Luz.
Hi, Luz, this is Carolina. I was calling on a recorded line regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you so much for asking. And Luz, did you or a loved one ever use Depo Provera get diagnosed with any sort of cancer or anything similar, any tumors?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear. Were you the one that was diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, that's
Yeah,
me. Yes.
again, I am so sorry to hear. Did you already have a law firm assisting you with this? Any signatures made?
No.
Okay, no worries. And did you want to see if you met that criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Excuse me?
Did you want to see if you met the criteria?
Yes.
Yeah. Again, you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year. And then, do you know when you were diagnosed with that?
Yes, I was I think the 2023.
Okay, like 2023.
Hold on for a second because I could barely hear you. 20 of 22.
Okay, so that was 2022.
Yes.
Okay, no worries. And again, I am so sorry to hear this. Do you know if it was meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Perfect. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. And what was your date of birth?
3/24/68.
Okay, so that was 3/24/1968, as in 6/8, right?
Yes,
Okay. And do you know anyone else that used Depo Provera and was injured?
no.
Okay, that is good to hear. And again, it was the brand name of Depo that you took, right?
Yes, it's on Pfizer.
Okay, yeah. And again, I am so sorry. Do you know if you use it for at least a year, equivalent to at least 4 injections?
I can barely hear you. Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah. Did you use it for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know when you started using it?
The first week of January 2020.
Okay. So the beginning of 2020, and then when did you last use it?
December the 12th of 2022.
Okay, and then I have your first name just spelled Luz, as in zebra, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then last name I have Yanez, Yanez.
Yes. Honest.
Okay, perfect. And did you have a middle name?
Marie?
Okay, Marie, Marie.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And what about your social?
It's 558-172206.
Okay, beautiful. 558-172206. I have your email address is lucemarieyanis@yahoo.com, and then your phone number 626-383-5710. Is that all that correct?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And what about your address?
8421 Rushfield Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89178.
Okay, and is this a house or is there an apartment number?
It's a house.
Okay, so I have 8421 Rushfield Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89178.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Correct.
Okay, and then the Depo Provera, was that administered by a doctor? Was that yourself?
No, it's from a family doctor.
Okay, and do you know how many times you were injected with the product?
Yes, it was 150 milligrams.
Okay. And how many times would you say?
Probably like once every 3 months.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, so it looks like you used it for all of 2020, 2021, and most of 2022. So about 3 years in total. You think it might be, I don't know. Let's see.
Like 2 years.
Okay. So around 8, 10 times, 12, would you say?
This once every 3 months, probably like, it's like probably. I'm not too sure because it's my
Okay.
memory just comes and goes.
Yeah. No worries. Well, we can definitely try to find the average there. You said you used it every 3 months. That's about 4 times a year. It sounds like you used it almost 3 years. If I say just 10 instead of 12 as a,
Yeah.
is that okay with you? Okay.
Sure.
Okay. And then do you remember what the family doctor's name was?
Yes, his name was Dr. Jonathan Navarre.
Okay. Let's see here. And that was in Las Vegas?
Yes, at
Okay.
the yes.
Okay, I do see Jonathan Navarre. It looks like he's based in Paradise. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, and then what facility was it in where you were diagnosed? Or I'm sorry, where you were being given the Depo-Provera?
At it was it's called the CenterWell Senior Primary Care.
Okay. Let's see. And was this in Las Vegas as well?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so I do see one. It looks like it's on Southeastern Avenue. Does that sound like the one?
No.
Okay.
My doctor, the family doctor was on Craig Road.
Let's see.
Forty 9 1 9 was Craig Road. My family doctor.
Okay, I still am looking for that. Okay, you said it was CenterWell Senior Primary Care?
Yes.
Okay, let's see.
That's where my family doctor is located at.
Okay. Oh, I did find it. Yeah, 49. It says here is 4919 West Craig Road.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm just inputting some of their information here. And was this the same doctor that prescribed it to you?
My doctor there to say it was yes.
Okay. So it was the same location, same everything, right?
For my I had surgery, but that was with Dr. William John.
Okay, that was Dr. William John.
Gion,
Gian.
yes.
How was Gian spelled?
Jeong.
Okay, I do see him as well. So, Dr. William Jeong, he was the one that diagnosed and treated you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Just one second here. And then again, this Jonathan Navarre, he was the one that prescribed and he administered the shot. Is that right?
No, that was the family doctor I got my shot from.
Yeah, the family
Yeah.
doctor, was that Jonathan Navarre?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
Was the off year 2022 was really awful for me.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry.
I lost my son too that year. It's awful.
Yeah, I am so sorry to hear that.
Thanks.
And so this William Jeong, where were you diagnosed and had those surgeries or those treatments? What hospital was it?
At St. Rose Dominican Hospital, San Martin. That's in Warm Springs.
Okay. You said that was in on the St. Martin campus?
Yes, the
Okay.
hospital.
Okay. Yeah, I do see that on West Warm Springs Road. Okay, just one second while I transfer the information.
Correct.
Okay, and then how did you get diagnosed with the meningioma? Was it a CT scan or was it an MRI?
It was like a CT scan, and they did a blood test, and they did a biopsy.
Okay. And before you were ever diagnosed, were you ever diagnosed with any other cancer or anything similar to that?
No.
Okay.
No.
No, that's really good to hear. Beautiful. And so what kind of treatment did you get for the meningioma? You said a surgery, is that right?
Yes, I had a surgery done, and then I did like a radiation therapy. They did a scan.
Okay. Was there any chemotherapy at all?
Yes, there's chemotherapy for like 6 months.
Okay.
And then they had given some pain medicine. And then I visit the doctor for MRI.
I see. Okay, so you've had both then, the CT scan and the MRI?
Yes.
Okay. I see. And that pain medication, was that prescribed?
Yes.
Okay. And again, all of this, the treatment, was that the same Dr. William Jiang?
Yes.
Okay. And it is a little redundant, but were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
I was in the hospital for 12 days.
Okay. And again, I am so sorry. Was that in 2022?
That was December 2022.
Okay. You said that was 12 days?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, finalizing the address here, just one second. Okay, now we do require an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Does anyone come to mind, Luz?
Somebody to call, yes.
Okay, what would the first and last name be?
Lena Rodriguez.
Okay, perfect. And what about the last name? Oh, I'm sorry. What about their phone number?
Their phone number? Hold on. Let me get it on my contact. Give me a second. Okay. It's area code 323.
Mm-hmm.
338-0353.
Okay, beautiful. And what was the relationship to Lena?
My mom.
Okay, perfect. So I do require an address as well, but I could put yours if that's easier.
Okay.
Okay. And then same for email address. Do you know hers or do you want me to put yours in that field?
We could put mine.
Okay. Sounds good. And again, we wouldn't, you know, we could never share any information with the emergency contact. It's just in case, like if your phone got disconnected or anything like that, so we have someone to reach out to. Okay.
Yeah.
And then if you were requested to provide medical records, would you be able to?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So what I'm going to do now is draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
No.
No worries. So I can definitely walk you through this, okay? What this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent for them to pull those medical records and get that case started for you, okay? Just one second while I draft this. Now, do you want this sent to your email or your text messages? Do you have any preference?
You could text it.
Okay. Sounds great. One second while I pull this up. Thank you for bearing with me here.
Can you text it to this number for right now? Because my other phone dropped it, so I'm going to go take it to get fixed right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. So again, it's this 626-383-5710, right?
Yes.
Okay, Beautiful. So I just selected that I'm going to text Nick. But before I do, I just want to verify the information on here. That way, if there are any errors, we can catch them now, Luz. Now, I have your first name spelled L-U-Z, middle name Marie, M-A-R-I-E, and then last name Yanez, Y-A-N-E-Z. I have your address is 8421 Rushfield Avenue in Las Vegas, Nevada, 89178. Lastly, yes. I have, let's see here, your email address is luzmarieyanez@yahoo.com. Is all of that correct?
Yes, definitely. Correct.
Okay, beautiful. So I just sent that out. If you haven't already, you can put me on speaker and open up your text messages. It should be popping up with my name, which is Carolina. So Carolina Hernandez will send you a DocuSign, and then it'll just have you click on that link.
Okay, let me click it right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see it.
Okay, beautiful. So it's going to have you tap on that link, and then it might have you agree to electronically sign, and then it's going to have a start or a continue button for you.
Okay. Okay. Is this please review and act of these documents?
Yes, yes. Is there a continue or start button or anything that you might need to check off?
I agree to use electric records and signature. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. The words are small. Okay. Do you want me to read it and then fill it out?
It's just like I said, for the attorneys to have your consent to pull those medical records. Like mm-hmm. I said, if you did want to read it over, you can always read over the copy that's going to be sent to your email. For now, okay. It will just have you follow the yellow boxes. So anywhere where it's yellow, you're going to tap on and then click on those next or continue buttons.
Okay. It's not yellow. I think it's like black and red.
Oh, I see. Is there any continue or start buttons on the bottom or at the top?
In the bottom, it just says client signature.
Okay. Maybe try tapping on that field, and then it might have a field pop up where you can tap to sign.
Okay, it says right here, sign.
Yeah, so just tap on that.
Okay, I did. And then sign my signature in there. Mm-hmm. It says draw your signature, so I'm pressing on it. I don't know if you could see it. Adopt and sign, or it says adopt and sign.
Mm-hmm.
Do I post that?
Yes.
Okay. And it says sign. Okay, it looks so awful. Well, I signed it, but it looks scribbly.
I see. No worries. As long as it's, you know, it doesn't really have to be pretty. And then did it have you sign another one, or is there a continue or start button, like I said?
It just says finish.
Okay, so tap on that finish. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it says we're done signing.
Okay, perfect. So I did just receive that on my end, Luz. I can send you a text notification with my contact information. That way, if you have any questions or anything comes up, you're more than free to reach out. Besides that, the attorneys will reach out within 48 hours. They're just going to give you a quick call, verify some of the information that we went over today. So it should be a fairly quick call. Before I do let you go, Luz, do you have any other questions for me?
No, you've been really helpful today. Thank
good.
You.
Good. I'm glad to hear. Well, thank you again for your time, and I hope the case goes over very well for you, okay?
Thank you. You have a beautiful, blessed day today.
Thank you so much. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.